We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk beer on this Sunday morning and the history of brewing in St. Louis. A new third edition of this beautiful coffee table book. It's St. Louis Brews, the history of brewing in the Gateway City. One of the authors is Cameron Collins, and he joins me here this morning. Good morning, Cameron. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure, and it's my pleasure to look at this book. This thing is a beauty, and I think people are going to find out, you know, we're kind of in glory days of brewing, I think, now in St. Louis, but we all know there's a history, but I think a lot of people don't know the depth of the history of brewing in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, and I really, truly believe St. Louis, you know, no city can tell the story of beer in America better than this city. And just as you mentioned, we are back in the glory days of beer now. Just so many great brewers in St. Louis doing great stuff today.
And it's interesting that we have Milwaukee fans in town, and they're sitting there, if they're listening, going, hey, what about us? So why do you think St. Louis has the unique and maybe the best story about beer in America?
Well, you know, like, you know, with all apologies to the Milwaukee fans, I sat around a lot of them last night at the ball game, and they're a bunch of good folks. But they just, you know, they have Miller, and they had Pabst for a while up there. But, you know, when you really look back to the St. Louis history, going back to Adam Lemp, who many believe was the first to brew lager in America, and then, of course, Anheuser-Busch. Falstaff and the Grisedex, the history is just rich, and it permeated the entire city. And it was just, you know, we are back in the 1870s. We had more than 40 breweries operating in the city, and you couldn't walk out of your door without stumbling over a brewery. And although Milwaukee, they're right up there with us, I still give St. Louis the edge.
Why did so many brewers end up in St. Louis and develop their craft here?
Well, really, it all started in the 1840s when there was a really heavy German immigration into the St. Louis area. And as a result, they brought their favorite product from their homeland. And then, you know, all sorts of things started to happen. But it was Adam Lemp again who, among other brewers, noticed that these natural caves that existed beneath the city were a perfect environment for brewing lager beer, and it just, everything fell into line and it just took off. But really it had to do with the fact that in the 1860s, as much of a quarter of St. Louis's population was German, and they were all, you know, it gets hot in St. Louis in the summer and they needed something to drink.
Visiting with Cameron Collins, who is one of the authors of the third edition of St. Louis Brews, The History of Brewing in the Gateway City. Cameron, what's new about this third edition of this book?
Yeah, this is what's exciting. First of all, it's a much bigger book than the previous two editions. It's not only got several more pages and more chapters, but it's actually physically bigger. It's heavier, and it's, I just think it's beautiful. But the big thing about this book, the new edition, is in the first edition, nine breweries were featured, current breweries were featured. Like, think of Schlafly and Urban Chestnut. In the second edition, we had 16. You know, we added some breweries like Square One and Alpha. And then in the third edition, we actually have more than 70 profiled in this new book. So I expanded the footprint, you know, so we even got some Southern Illinois and, you know, far West County. But I wanted to get everybody in there that was in the St. Louis Brewers Guild, which is an organization and local organization that promotes, you know, the brewing industry in St. Louis. And I got them all in there.
I am looking at the map you have here of all the breweries, and I have seen some of my favorites on the east side, including Stubborn German and Hopskeller, the Old Bakery in Alton. But oh my goodness, I didn't realize there were this many. And I may have to get this laminated and then like be able to mark them off as I go to each one, because this would take a lifetime to go to all of these breweries.
It's exactly what I'm doing as well. And that map was drawn by local artist Dan Zetwak, who is, I just think, a premier talent. And we're really lucky to get that in the book. And I do know that somewhere he is selling copies of that map as well. I'm going to put one on my wall for sure.
Heck yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And now you and your co-authors are going to be out and about. You have been already, and I understand you're going to be out again, next week with the book signing. Where can we catch up with you and catch up with the book?
Well, we got all sorts of events are getting lined up. I'm going to be at the Warrenton Scenic Library, I believe, on Thursday night. And then we're going to be at the Beer Barons Tour for Bell Fountain Cemetery. We have other events lining up. And actually, the most exciting one is September 15th through the Novel Neighbor Bookstore. I'm actually going to be leading a bus tour through historic brewing sites in St. Louis. If anybody is interested in that, it's going to be a fun afternoon of historic and current breweries, and more information on that can be found through the Novel Neighbor Bookstore in Webster Groves.
It's the third edition, St. Louis Brews, The History of Brewing in the Gateway City, a beautiful book. Cameron Collins, one of the authors. Cameron, thank you for joining me this morning, and thanks. This book is beautiful. Good luck with it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.